Example test 5. Part A. Spot dictation.
Ah, yes. The wonders of technology. Technology is supposed to make our lives easier, right? Wrong. I mean, come on, folks. The remote control? Control? What control? First of all, the buttons are too small. I mean, who can read anything? Second, what are all those buttons for? Give me a break. I want the volume up. I press a button, and the channel changes. Great. I try to change the channel, and the volume changes. And we don't just have one remote control, do we? Nah. We've got the one for the TV, the one for the VCR, the one that works with both. The one for the cable, the one for my stereo. See? I'm looking out at all of you, and I see your eyes flashing 12 o'clock. That brings me to the VCR. The one time that the VCR did work, it ate the tape. You should have seen the look on the guy's face at the video rental store. So I've got everything hooked up to the computer now, right? I thought, great. I am so happening. Wow, this will do it. I've got your internet. I've got TV, movies. I listen to music. Great. Give me more technology. Yes? Okay. So, now I've got a positive attitude. I couldn't work anything before, but hey, with the computer, I'm finally able to do it all. Control everything with one small touch of a button. I am the master of my domain. Not. It got worse. And I'm going nuts now. And the computer keeps asking me things like, Dave, do you want to revert to the file that is already opened? What? I just want to watch a movie. I have no idea what it's asking me. It does not speak any language that I understand.
Part B. Listening comprehension. 1. Statements.
1. If I need to get across town, I usually take the subway, and so I don't have to deal with heavy traffic.
2. Can you believe the assignment we just got from Professor Johnson? A 25-page paper in 2 weeks. There goes my social life.
3. I'm sure glad it's almost quitting time. I have been watching the clock all afternoon.
4. You know, Sally was supposed to meet us here an hour ago. Maybe we should give her a ring.
5. I'm really glad our club decided to raise money for the children's hospital. But most of the people we'd phoned seem happy to contribute.
6. The movie doesn't start until 7, but it's a nightmare in the streets during rush hour. I don't want to be late.
7. I'm interested in the philosophy of language. I tried to sign up for that course, but they told me I need to have taken linguistics first.
8. I'm always late for my morning classes, because of all the traffic out near where I live. I'll move into the campus next year.
9. She has been accepted into law school, but she studies criminal law, so she will not join her brother's law firm when she graduates.
10. She will not be living in the dormitory if she can help it. She's been thinking of renting an apartment off campus with her friend.
2. Talks and conversations. Questions 11 to 15 are based on the following conversation. How did you like yesterday's astronomy class?
It was interesting, but the point the professor was trying to make seemed a little far-fetched.
Oh, that new theory, that ocean water came from comets.
Yeah, do you remember what it was based on?
Some recent satellite photos, I think. Apparently, space satellites recently detected thousands of small comets colliding with the Earth's outer atmosphere, almost 40,000 per day.
Okay, so they collided with the atmosphere. So that's what created the water?
It's not that the collision created water. Comets contain water. They are made up mostly of cosmic dust and water. When they collide with the atmosphere, they break up, and the water they contain rains down to the Earth. Ocean water came from that rain.
Oh, well, this morning I asked my geology professor about that. He said most geologists don't accept it.
Why not?
Their research indicates that most of the water molecules from the comet would have burned up as they fell through the atmosphere. Enough rain couldn't have reached the Earth to fill up the ocean.
Well, did the geologists have an alternative theory to explain where ocean water came from?
Yeah. He said the most traditional view is that the ocean water came from volcanoes.
From volcanoes?
Right. They say volcanic fumes are mostly steam, and they claimed that it was the volcanic steam that created the oceans, not rain from comets.
Questions. 11. What are these two people mainly talking about?
12. What did recent photographs from a space satellite indicate?
13. According to the new theory, where did ocean water come from?
14. What group disagrees with the new theory described in the conversation?
15. What aspect of volcanoes does the woman mention?
Questions 16 to 21 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Jane. Say, are you okay? You're looking a bit tired.
Oh, I am. It's my neighbors.
Oh, so they're acting up again, huh?
Unfortunately, yes, they are.
Loud music?
Not exactly. You've been to my apartment, right?
Yeah, I've been there once. It's a nice place.
Well, thank you. So you remember, I live on the top floor. Well, last night, around 11, my neighbors decided to go up on the roof of my apartment building.
The roof? Really?
Yeah. They had this guy in from out of town, and they wanted to show him the view. Can you believe it? I'm soundly asleep, and all of a sudden, I hear stomp, stomp, stomp. They're walking around on the roof. It sounded like my ceiling was going to fall in.
So what did you do?
Well, after about 10 minutes, I got dressed and went up there to tell them to be quiet. I was so mad. Then, of course, after that, I couldn't go back to sleep.
Oh, don't you hate when that happens? You can't fall asleep, and then before you know it, it's morning, and the alarm clock is going off.
Questions. 16. According to the conversation, who made Jane irritated?
17. What did these people do that irritated Jane?
18. What time did Jane's neighbors go onto the roof?
19. Why did her neighbors go up on the roof?
20. What did Jane do in that situation?
21. What happened next?
Questions 22 to 26 are based on the following talk. This is kind of a funny story. I was in Toronto and had a layover between flights. I'd arrived at about 6 p.m., and my flight out wasn't until about 8:30. Well, my flight was delayed. It got really crowded at the departure gate. I was getting tired, and there were so many people around. I hate crowds. So I went to sit away from the departure gate to escape the crowds. I was reading my newspaper, feeling drowsy, and then, the next thing I know, I wake up and there's no one around. The crowd is gone. I'd fallen asleep and missed my flight. They must have made lots of announcements, and I had missed them all. Boy, did I feel stupid. I had to stay in Toronto overnight and catch a flight out the next morning. Questions.
22. What did the man do in Toronto?
23. What time had the man arrived in Toronto?
24. According to the man, which of the following statements is not true?
25. Why did he sit away from the departure gate?
26. What happened next?
Questions 27 to 30 are based on the following talk.
Let's see. My travel experience was a truly frustrating one. I was going on a short vacation to the beach. We had a long holiday weekend, so it was going to be a short trip. You know, fly out on a Friday night and come back on a Sunday afternoon kind of thing. Well, when I got to the airport and checked in at the counter, there was a problem with my ticket. It turned out the travel agent had printed the wrong date on my ticket. My ticket was for a flight at the same time, but on the following day. I couldn't believe it. I didn't want to leave the next day, because my trip was already such a short one. Why should I have to cut my vacation short when it wasn't even my fault? I complained to everyone at the counter, including a manager, but there was nothing they could do. I had to go standby on that flight. In the end, I was very lucky that they had an extra seat on the plane. So I got to enjoy the beach after all. Now you can bet that I always double-check my tickets to make sure all the information is printed correctly.
Questions. 27. How long was the woman's holiday?
28. What was the problem with the woman's ticket?
29. What did the woman have to do?
30. What happened to the woman in the end? That's the end of side A. Part C. Listening and Translation. 1. Sentence Translation.
1. Most of my friends are concerned about the economic performance of the country, because we will be looking for jobs in a few months after we graduate.
2. Quite a few of my friends are worried about tougher graduation requirements from educational reform. They worry that they might cause them to have to delay their graduation.
3. Share prices on the London stock market have fallen sharply today, following sharp losses on Wall Street. Shares of leading computer companies have been the worst hit.
4. If public transportation were safe and dependable, many people would use it instead of driving their own cars about. It would relieve congestion in the streets.
5. Cigarette advertisements are being targeted toward young people. Therefore, more and more young people in this country are tempted to try them.
2. Passage Translation.
1. For me, the change has been with my work. I used to work in a large company. I worked in their corporate headquarters downtown in the accounting department. It was a great job, good money, decent benefits. When I first started at that company, I was very young and very ambitious. But after a while, I got tired of it. I was so unhappy there, and the commute was killing me. But one evening 2 years ago, I attended a seminar on working for yourself, you know, being self-employed and starting your own company. So I quit my job and gave it a try. It was scary at first, but after a little while, I could see it was going to work out just fine for me. I couldn't be happier.
too. 5 years ago, I was a completely different person. You wouldn't have recognized me if you'd seen me then. Talk a lot now, but I was more reserved then. And I hardly exercised at all. I never played any sports and rarely spent time outside. I was in terrible shape and worried about my health. But all that changed when I met my friend Judy. See, she convinced me to start slowly, you know, by walking every morning before work and swimming twice a week. Well, now I spend most of my free time outside, hiking, swimming when the weather's good, or playing tennis, those kinds of things. I'm in pretty good shape now and feeling wonderful.